Hello? Hey, I see you over there. What you doing, Wallflower? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put you on the spot like that, Rumi. I know you can be a little bit shy when it comes to these kind of things. But you look like you want something. It's okay. You can ask me. What's up? Do you need something from me? I don't bite. I'm not the wolf here. Bad joke. Sorry. You don't need to fake laugh just to spare my feelings. But anyway, what do you need, Rumi? It's okay. Honestly, ask away. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't think I've seen your collar anywhere. I know it's my job to do the laundry, but no, I haven't seen it anywhere. Yeah, I know the one you mean. You like wearing that one, I can tell. I'm really sorry I haven't seen it anywhere. It must be very important to you. Or, like, your favorite one. Hey, relax. It's okay. I know it must be very important to you, but it'll turn up. Trust me, I'll look extra hard for it. If I find it, I'll bring it straight to you, okay? You have my word, Rumi. I 100% promise. I'll look extra hard, just for you. You're welcome. Now, if you need anything from me at all, you know where to find me, okay? I promise you're safe around me, little introvert. Good. I'm glad you know that. I really do mean that, you know. I don't mean to put you on the spot or call you out or anything, but I can tell you're a shy little wolf. I just want you to know, despite how scary socializing can seem sometimes, and you may not know me very well, I will do my best as your new roommate. I've met a lot of people that you remind me of. The point is, I know the type. I also want you to know that I intend to be very respectful of your boundaries, Wolfie. I know you spend a lot of time in your room, and I respect that. It must be the place you feel most comfortable. The most at peace. I've never once gone inside. I've never had a reason to. But from what I could see walking past, you've decorated a lot. I admire that. You've really made it your own, Wolfie. You don't need to think of an answer right away. If it takes you a little while to think of what to say to me, that's okay. I won't rush you for an answer or push you to talk to me. I assure you, no pressure from me. You know, I think when we're talking to people, conversations get awkward when we run out of things to say. When you're an introvert, you start wondering if you've done something wrong, and you also start wanting to run away and hide. Tale as old as time. I had a feeling I was onto something, Wolfie. Is it okay if I call you that? Ah, good. I had hoped so. Because, well, I always thought your ears looked really cool, if you don't mind me saying so. You're welcome, Rumi. Oh, me? No, I'm no introvert. I might have been a little shy as a boy, but now I love socializing. I can talk to literally anyone, which is very useful, actually. If you ever want me to get the door or something, I can take care of that for you. That, or do the talking when we're out in public. Well, you know, if you ever wanted to go and hang out with me, yes. Not that I'm putting any pressure on you, of course. You don't have to do that or anything. Oh shit, you'd like that? Okay, cool. We could go to like a convention or an arcade or even just hang out at a cafe or something sometime. I'd like that as well.
Hey, Wolfie? It's me again. No rush to open the door or anything. I just wanted to say I've found your missing collar that you really like.
Whoa! Hello to you too, Wolfie. Damn, you must be really excited to get your collar back. This must mean an awful lot to you. Well, here you go. All yours. You struggling to put it back on? May I? Thank you. Hang on. There we go, got it. Thank you for trusting me with that. I know it must be an awkward feeling to have your roommate you haven't lived with for very long putting a collar on you of all things. I understand that's getting quite close, so thank you for trusting me. I'm proud of you for that. Well, yes, proud. Why wouldn't I be? You just overcame a fair amount of shyness there. Not that there's anything wrong with being introverted, of course. But it was good of you to open up like that. I think, at least. Wow. You're really excited at the prospect of me saying I'm proud of you, huh? Is that not something you hear very often? Oh, you poor thing. Well, I'm more than happy to say it as many times as you need me to. And I mean it as well. Hey. Is your tail wagging out of excitement? Oh, your eyes are huge, too. Hey. You don't have to hide it just because I pointed it out. There's nothing to be ashamed of, Wolfie. It's part of you. And it's very, very adorable. You don't need to hide that, I assure you. Yes, I'm sure. Please, feel free. Wag it as much as you want. I'm not here to judge you for anything. You have my word. Besides, I meant what I said about it being adorable. Well, that's because you are adorable, Wolfie. It's not my fault that you decided to be so cute. Aw, oh, come on. Don't hide your face from me like that. I called it cute and now you're gonna hide it from me? That's no fair. Please. There it is. Thank you, Bubby. Well, I must say, you certainly seem a lot happier now that you have your treasured collar back. And after getting a few compliments from yours truly. That's good. You do have a nice smile, after all. Your face is noticeably redder after that exchange. Good puppy. I've never seen this side of you before. All red and very excitable, too. You're like a ball of energy, and you've just got to do something with it. What's that? You want to show me something? Why, I'm honored. I've wanted to try and get to know you better for a little while now, so I'd love to see whatever it is. Oh, wow. That is a lot. How many films do you own? Or movies, as they call them elsewhere. Films and a lot of video games. Have you just been collecting these over the years or something? Damn. You've really got a little collection going here. Surely this must take, like, a year to get through it all? Ah. I see where you're going with this. Well, I'm down. We can watch and play through these together. I do warn you, I'm definitely going to kick your ass at these games, though. Yeah, hardcore gamer me. That was a lie. I'm the worst you've ever seen. You'll run circles around me, I just know it. We can watch something tonight, though, if you want. And if you want, maybe we can, well, if you're not opposed to it. And if you are, and that's totally cool and I get it, but how about some headpats, Wolfie? I mean, I've had loads of dogs and cats before. I know how to... Well, someone's eager. Aw, that was a good puppy. You want some affection, Wolfie? It's all yours. Come here. Sit down with me a moment. Who's a good puppy? Yes, you are. Oh, I never thought I'd be lucky enough to have this privilege. Truth be told, I've always thought you Wolfkin were the cutest little guys I've ever seen. I've wanted to pet ears like this for so long. Oh, and they're so soft, too. These are the softest ears I've ever pet in my life. How do you keep these so fluffy and perfect? You must really know how to look after these. Who's a good puppy? Who's a good puppy? Yes, you are. Oh, I'm so proud of you for coming out of your shell like this. I'm really proud of this good little puppy. Well done, you. Hey, you know what we can do later if you want to? And only if you want to. How about a walk in the park? Just you and me. Would you like that, Wolfie? You seem kind of conflicted. Excited, but nervous, huh? That's okay. That's okay. We could take it easy. I know how you feel about people, but we could go somewhere pretty and quiet. I would like that too, Bobby. But for now, I just want to give you more head pats and play with these super soft ears of yours. There's a good puppy. Hey, doggy, I have another question for you. What if I became something like a caretaker of sorts for you? Not like an owner-owner, that would tell you what to do and insist upon things for you, but someone to look after this little puppy. I know you're an introvert, and I'm an extrovert, so I could help you around other people. We could do fun things together. I could play with you. We could watch films together. I'll pet you, comb you. Anything you want, Wolfie. What do you say? Well, that big hug tells me all I need to know. That's a pretty clear yes. Thank you for trusting me with this puppy. You're such a good wolf. I can't believe just how much you've opened up for me, puppy. I mean, it's like night and day. I might have to reward you at some point with a treat. Yes, puppy. A treat. That special five-letter word. I'll admit, I don't quite know what you could want, though. How about I could buy you a new game you're interested in? Or a new collar that you like the look of? Oh, but I insist. It really is my treat for being a good puppy. I want to treat you. New collar it is, huh? Good choice. You just find one you like later, and I'll get it for you. You don't need to pay me back. It's a reward for being so open with me. I know that's something that doesn't come easy to you. That's why I'm so proud of you, and that's why you deserve a special something, puppy. Say, what do you want to watch tonight? I can bring up some snacks, and we could cuddle while we watch whatever you want. Yes, puppy. Whatever you want. Besides, all the films you've got look like things I'd be interested in. I haven't actually seen as much as I'd like to, so I trust you to enlighten me. I want to take an interest in the things you're interested in. That's part of why I suggested that we could go to a con sometime. What type is up to you? We could even dress you up in some cool sort of outfit if you want to cosplay. Oh, me? I haven't got a clue. Maybe you could pick something for me, though, puppy. Do you want to go for walkies? Do you want to play? Or do you want to watch something? The choice is yours, pup. Yes, I'm quite sure. I want to do what you want to do. All three of these sound like fun to me. Especially when you're involved. Of course, Wolfie. You're such a good puppy. The best I could ever ask for.